Here are the latest sport betting headlines. I'm Bobby Jackson. We'll begin with some team news ahead of this evening's Premier League clash, the penultimate Premier League game for these two sides. It's Manchester City travelling away to Watford, 6 p.m. kickoff at Vicarage Road. City are expected to make changes to the side beaten in Sunday's FA Cup semi-final, with Fernandinho, Rodri and Phil Foden in contention to return. Sergio Aguero and Claudio Bravo remain sidelined by injury. Moving on, and Pep Guardiola wants City to play at full throttle against Watford and Norwich as he begins to prepare his players to face Real Madrid in the Champions League. Guardiola admitted City are training with the Spanish giants in mind, and whilst there is nothing to play for in the final two Premier League games, he's demanding the best from his squad. When asked what he wants to see against Watford and Norwich, Guardiola said to come back to who we are. With and without the ball, we are good when we go full gas, when we're a team with no fear, and it doesn't matter what happens. That's what we have to take into these two games. And finally, Nathan Ake appears to be closing in on a move to Manchester City, regardless of whether former club Chelsea decide they want him back. City have reportedly held talks with Bournemouth about signing the Dutch centre-back this summer after the Cherries are relegated. Eddie Howe's men look resigned to the drop with one Premier League game remaining after a 2-0 loss at home to Southampton at the weekend. Discussions over City signing Ake are said to be at an early stage, and there are a number of other clubs understood to be monitoring his situation. One such club could be Chelsea, who sold the 25-year-old to Bournemouth for £20 million in 2017 after he'd struggled to force his way into their first team. That's all for now. We'll have more later.